Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my people. Good morning to my radio audience this morning. I would like to thank the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and the Holy Spirit, and the heavenly hosts for being here with you this day. Give me one moment, people. We are truly living in the time of the end right now. And I have to be on here as much as possible. Brother, could you come and try to get the AC on? It's not working for me. Give me 1 minute, people. I'm kind of hot right now. Trying to get the AC working. The AC? There you go. Wait. No. Yeah, it's on now. Give me another minute, people. Let me try to turn this down. I truly thank the God of Israel for being here this day, people. Because like I just said to you, we are in the very last hour, in the very last days, and we're at the end. So me, as the prophet of the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or high is his name, I have to be here as much as possible right now. Because I'm trying to, and the God of Israel is trying to help you people. He's trying to help you people to understand and to know what's about to happen up in this earth. He's the kind of God. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the real God, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew kingdom, the God of Jacob. He's the kind of God that like to warn you before destruction hit, before chaos hit. He's that kind of God. He did it in ancient times, and he's going to do it in modern times. So I'm here to warn you. I'm here to let you know. I'm here to correct you. I'm here to give you some wisdom, some knowledge, and understanding that comes from the God of Israel, from the heavenly throne. I'm here to help you, people. I've been trying to help you for 3 years before COVID even came on earth. God of Israel had me on this platform talking to you, people. About what was going to happen, what was going to hit the earth. So I'm only here to speak to you prophetically, what the God of Israel need you to know. It's not about nothing right now in this earth but what the God of Israel want. And if you're doing anything outside of what the God of Israel want, you people won't make it. You just will not make it. And I'm speaking to you very seriously this morning. You will not make it, people. I'm telling you right now. The God of Israel, he don't got no problem with killing people. Let me make that very plain and clear to you, okay? Let me give me some tea behind that one. Let me say it to you again, people, because he told me to say it again. The God of Israel, the God of Jacob, the God of the Hebrew kingdom, the God of the Hebrew nation, the God of the 12 tribes, Israel, Ahiah is my name. I don't have no problem with killing people, okay? I don't have no problem with that. I don't have no problem with killing no one that's going to get in my way, that's going to continue to be disobedient and rebellious against my law and my covenant and what I told you people to do when I put you in this earth. So I don't have no problem with hurting you. I don't have no problem with making you sick. I don't have no problem with killing you. I don't have no problem with chastising you at all, people. Because you have hurt me, so I got to hurt you back. And that's the kind of God that I am. So I'm here today to speak for the God of Israel. We're in a very, very serious moment right now. We're in a very, very serious time. And I think you people just don't realize how serious of a moment it is. I don't think you realize. I don't think you understand. I don't think you even care, to be honest. I don't think you even care. As long as you can continue to do what you want to do and how you want, you okay with that. But I'm here as the prophet of the God of Israel to tell you, he don't have no problem. Would you stop them? He don't have no problem with killing nobody. Women, children, little boys, little girls, it doesn't matter to the God of Israel. Okay? It doesn't matter. Could you pick Dothi up? He did it in ancient times and he'll do it now. Read the Bible so you can see the real God. But today, I'm here to put a conclusion. A conclusion. On a broadcast or a series that I've been doing now. This is the fourth broadcast that I have made about the rising kingdom and who will live in that kingdom and who will be there in that kingdom. So the rising kingdom, Hebrew nation, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 tribes of Israel, empire, conclusion. This is the conclusion. This is the conclusion. Guest call-in number, anybody would like to call in and talk about that rising kingdom, where it would stand, where it would be, who would be living there, when will it happen, then you can call in. The guest call-in is 661-244-9831. I'm talking about the last kingdom that will stand after the God of Israel, Ahiah, get rid of all his enemies, the Gentiles. Okay? The last kingdom that will stand is the kingdom of the 12 tribes of Israel, the Hebrew nation and the Hebrew empire. We're going to be talking more today about the remnant. More today about the remnant. More about the 10% that will make it out of the New World Order after the 10 horns, you know, set up the Antichrist, and, you know, they already set up the mark of the beast. Everybody, mostly everybody been marked and they don't even know it. They already set that up. It's already done took place. But they have more marks coming. They have more marks coming. The Antichrist is already created. I already told you that. They're just waiting on the time to let him out. So we're going to talk about the 10% that the 10 horns and the red dragon, Satan, won't be able to touch. You got to go back to segment number one, segment number two, segment number three to catch up speed with me, what I will be speaking about today. I broke down the kingdom. I broke down the woman in Revelation 12 with the 12 stars around her head, that the God of Israel gave her wings of an eagle to fly into the wilderness, a place where she will be held there and stayed there to be protected for 3.5 years. I went through all of that. I went through who will live in the New Jerusalem, the holy city, which is going to come down on Mount Zion in Africa, in Jerusalem, in Palestine. I went through that. Who would be there, who would live in that holy city, the new kingdom, the rising kingdom that will rise out of the east and sit on the holy mountain of the God of Israel. I went through that. I went through the people that will live there, the remnant, the 10%. So if you want to go back, I broke down the 10 horns. What is their role and what is their play in all of this end time prophecy that's taking place in the Bible right now? I broke that down to 10 horns. The red dragon, I broke that down. So if you want to understand all of that, you want to understand all of that, just go back and listen to audio number one, number two, and number three. You'll never understand the Bible, the translated Bible that we have, not the Hebrew scrolls, just a translation. You'll never understand the translation of the King James Version Bible if you don't have no spiritual knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that comes from the God of Israel. You got to be connected to the real God. And that's why people in the Christian church, they don't understand the Bible. They don't know who they're reading about. They don't know who the characters, where they came from, where they lived at, who they are. They don't know nothing. They just read it, but they don't understand it. They don't understand what it's really talking about, the Bible. The New Testament, they try to understand it, but they really don't understand it. They don't understand Paul, who Paul is, what Paul was, who Paul, where Paul come from, who his mother and father were. They don't understand none of that. They think Paul is a white man. So, yeah, they don't understand the New Testament and none of that. They just only understand what they have been taught to understand by their Bible theologian seminaries and schools, but it don't have nothing to do with the God of Israel. So today we're going to be talking about that rising kingdom, the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel, the empire, the greatest empire that ever exists on earth. It's the Hebrew nation, the greatest empire, and the 10 horns want to hide that empire. They want to hide that empire. They want to hide those people. They want to hide the God of Israel from those people. And they have did it. They have did it. 500 years, they set up their image. Cesar Borgia is Jesus. For 500 years, they have deceived 5 generations. 5 generations have been deceived through Christianity. That's how long the Christian church has been standing, 500 years. So let me get into my broadcast today. And my name is Elisheba. I am the host of this radio platform, Prophetic Truth. It's the name of this radio platform, Prophetic Truth. So we're going to go right into our broadcast right now. We're going to go into our broadcast. So right now, what I feel like reading first, I'm just being led right now by the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit to read this Psalms 83 to you. Because These are the people here in Psalms 83 that have hid the Hebrew kingdom. They have hid the Hebrew nation. They have hid the Hebrew people. It was always in the Bible. Like I say again, you just don't understand the Bible, how to read it, and how to put the precepts together to get an understanding, people. So Psalms 83, let's start with that. Let's start with Psalms 83. Let me show you all the enemies of the God of Israel. He have many. And that's who him and his son is coming to fight and take down in the heavenly host. Please, brother. Pay attention to what you're doing. Keep not thy silent, O God. Psalms 83, verse 1. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thy enemies, the O God, is talking about the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew kingdom. For lo, thy enemies, the Gentiles is his enemies. Lo, thy enemies make a torment. And they that hate thee, God of Israel, have lifted up the head. Verse 3. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden one. So the ten horns, the European power, the European Union, the EU, the ten horns, they have taken crafty counsel. Crafty. They have came together, sit around their big tables that they have, and consulted together with one another. It's ten countries that make up the EU, the ten horns, the Revelation call them. They have sat down. They hate the God of Israel. They hate the God of Israel. That's why they set up all their gods all over the earth. Buddha, Allah, Jesus, Jehovah, Yah, Yahweh, all kind of gods they have set up. All Guadalupe, Maria, all over the earth these people have set up their God statues so that people will worship them and call on them and burn candles to them and pray to them, a statue that don't got no life in it. They set up the cross. You see your cross in the Christian church, the ten horns set that up, and the red dragon, Satan. That's who set up your cross, okay? Your cross ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. Your cross don't have nothing to do with the Son of God, Yeshua, my Savior in the Hebrew. It have absolutely nothing to do with him. That was set up by the ten horns and the red dragon to deceive you people. They have taken crafty counsel. When you look up the word crafty, people. Matter of fact, let me try to look that word up for you to help you today. Crafty. Crafty counsel. Psalms 83, verse 3. Psalms 83, verse 3. See, I know who these people are now. When I was a Christian church pastor, I didn't know nothing. I didn't know nothing. But once I found the God of Israel, once I found the true understanding of the Bible, and who these people is in the Bible, and who the God of Israel is, and what he's talking about, then all of that knowledge and wisdom begin to flow to me from above. Heavenly knowledge and wisdom. So Psalms 83, verse 3. Let's look up the word crafty. They have taken crafty counsel. Look what it says, Hebrew number 6191. Properly to be or make bear, but used only in the derived sense through the idea perhaps of smoothness, cunning, usually in a bad sense, very, beware, taking crafty prudence, stability, subtlety. They are deceiving the whole world. That's what Revelation say. Satan have deceived the whole world. The only people he cannot deceive is the 10%. These are the people we're going to be teaching you about today that's going to live in the New Jerusalem, the holy city, the new kingdom that will rise out of the east and sit on Mount Zion. They will not be able to deceive them, the 10%, but 90% of this world is already deceived and already gone and already finished. So they have taken crafty counsel now. Tiny. They have taken crafty counsel. Jesus is God. Crafty counsel. He died on a Friday, resurrected on a Sunday. Sunday's a holy day that we go worship God. Crafty counsel. The Sabbath will always be the holy day. You'll never be able to change that. Crafty counsel. They took the real name of the Son of God out, the translated Hebrew Bible that we have, and injected Lord everywhere. They took the real name of the Father out of the translated King James Bible and put Lord everywhere, and Jehovah. They put Jehovah in there about 3 or 4 times. That's not his name. Crafty counsel. Jehovah ain't nobody but Baal, if you look it up in the Strong Concordance. That's all he is. The same God. The same deity that the children of Israel was worshiping in ancient Jerusalem. But they have taken crafty counsel against thy people. Who is the God of Israel people? We're going to read that right now. The children of Israel is his people, the 12 tribes. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden one. Against thy hidden one. The 12 tribes don't know who they are. The children of Israel don't know who they are. They think they're Gentiles. Because the 10 horns and the red dragon took the crafty counsel against them to deceive them and tell them that they somebody who they not. They hid our identity from us and they hid our God from us. So we would never connect and we would never understand who we are as a people. We would never understand that we are the Hebrew nation, that we are the Hebrew people, that we are Israel in the earth. They have said, verse 4, Psalms 83, they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. See, that's that crafty counsel. Let us cut off Israel, the Hebrew kingdom, the Hebrew empire, the Hebrew people from being a nation. That the name of Israel, it says, Psalms 83:4, may be no more in remembrance. Everybody's a Gentile now. Everybody's a Gentile, unless you're dealing with them Israelis over there living in the fake Jerusalem that they created. Everybody is a Gentile. Nobody's a Hebrew. Nobody represents Israel. Israel is dead and done away. That's the crafty counsel that they have took against the hidden ones. The hidden ones is the 12 tribes. They live all over there in the Caribbean, Mexico, all over. Those are the 12 tribes. They scattered all over the earth. The God of Israel scattered us all over the earth, our ancestors, when he kicked them out of Jerusalem. There's so many scriptures to prove that in the Bible, that we've been scattered all over the earth by our God for our disobedience. And the 10 horns and the red dragon, they know who we are. They know exactly who we are. Exactly, but they'll never tell you. They'll never tell you. And that's why the God of Israel had to raise up a prophet like me to tell you the truth. Because you need the truth. Because only the truth will help you survive the new world order and the red dragon, Satan. Only the truth will be able to help you, people. Not nothing else. Your Jesus won't be able to help you because he's not real. That's that crafty counsel that they took. Or we'll make a false god. We'll set up false religions. We'll set up false gods all over the earth. And then we'll get them people, the children of Israel, to worship all the false, fake statues that we set up. So they'll never know the real God. And they'll never make no real connection with the real God, the God of Israel, their God. Look who did. So they wanted to cut off. Let us come and cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Verse 5, for they have consorted together. You see the G psalmists and all these psalmists that they got where they come around their big round tables. They talking about us people. They talking about the children of Israel. What they going to do to us. How they going to do. What they got to do. What they got to do to keep things from us knowing anything about our God or who we are. We are their slaves. We are their wealth. We are their money. We are their riches. We are the ones that make them wealthy. We slaves. We work for them. We slaves, we create things for them. They build all kind of factories. I'm here to help y'all people. And then I'm going into the rising kingdom, the remnant who will live there in a minute. They set up all kind of factories, China, all over the earth, everywhere. And they get the little slaves like the Hebrews and, you know, the Chinese people and all of J-Fat and all of them. Nor other son, and they get us to be their slaves and make and create all the clothes and all the houses we build and all the cars we build and all everything we build. And then they give us a job. And they give us a job, and then what we do, we take all the money that we get from working and go buy all the product that they told us to make so they can get wealth off of us. This is crafty counsel. Crafty ain't nothing but witchcraft, sorcery. They've been using it on the children of Israel for many generations. Many generations, 500 years now, since they took down the 10 tribes in the Caribbean and the islands. That happened in the 15th century when we got here on the slave ships. That happened for 500 years. These people have been taking crafty counsel against the children of Israel. For they, verse 5, Psalms 83:5, for they have consulted together with one consent. They in agreement, a league. They in agreement. They are confederate against thee. Confederate me, they are our enemies. They have come together with one consent that we're going to take these people down. That's what the New World Order is all about, taking down the children of Israel. And the God of Israel is going to let them take it down. Why? Because you disobedient, you rebellious, you don't want to do nothing for the God of Israel. Matter of fact, you don't even want to know who he is. You don't want to, you happy with serving your Jesus and your whatever you believe in and doing, you happy with that. And that's why you're going to let them take you down, people. Take you down. There will be a lot of weeping, a lot of crying, a lot of death, a lot of moaning, a lot of blood. That's what the Bible said. You're going to have so much blood that it will be up to the horse's bridle. So they are confederate against thee, against Israel, against that Hebrew kingdom, against that Hebrew nation, against that Hebrew empire, against the Hebrew God, Ahiah. Who is it? Verse 6. The tabernacle of Edom, Jacob's big brother, and the Ishmaelites, Abraham's other son, Ishmael, Mole, Lot's kids, and Hagrinius. And I'm going to stop right there. I just want you people to understand why nobody is talking about the God of Israel, the God of the Bible. The Bible call him the God of Israel. That's what the Bible called. That's his title, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's his title. All that Most High stuff, that's just injections. Lord, Most High, all of that is injections. That's all it is. It don't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. Nothing at all, my people. So let's go into the rising kingdom now. Let's pull up our first scripture, Revelation 20. Where we at here? Okay. We're going to read Isaiah 6:13, talking about the remnant now. Today we're just only going to be discussing the remnant. The remnant. This is the conclusion of the rising kingdom. The Hebrew nation, 12 tribes of Israel, empire conclusion. So let's go to Isaiah 63. So I know who my enemies are, people. I know who they are. I know exactly who they are. I know who the enemies of the God of Israel is, my God. Isaiah 63. Let's go all the way to, I'm not going to talk about that today, Isaiah 6:13. Isaiah 6:13. Let's start at verse 12. And Ahiah have removed man far away. And there was a great forsaking in the midst of the land. Did I tell you that the God of Israel scattered the children of Israel all over the earth for their rebelliousness and their evil against them for serving other gods, statues? There was a great forsaking in the land. And he removed man far away from Jerusalem. Verse 13, but yet in it shall be a test, and it shall return. It shall return back to Jerusalem, Palestine, Africa. These are the people that will live in the rising kingdom, the last kingdom to stand on this earth. You let Goody out, please, bro. Come on now. Get back in there, Goody. So it says, but yet in it shall a tenth shall return. It's only going to be 10% of the 144,000. 144,000 is the 10% that will live in the New Jerusalem, the rising kingdom. It's only going to be a tenth. But yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, Isaiah 6:13, and shall be eaten as a teal tree and as an oak whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves. So the holy seed, the remnant, shall be the substance thereof. Next Bible verse. Let's get a precept to that. Isaiah 10, verse 20. I'm going to get a precept to the remnant, the tenth, that will return to Jerusalem to live in the holy city. First, they're going to return to the wilderness. That's when the lady in Revelation 12, was she ran into the wilderness from the face of the serpent. You're going to return to the wilderness first, that same wilderness that our ancestors lived in. And then when the God of Israel gets through dealing with all his enemies, the Gentiles, the ten horns, and all the rest of them, that's where he's going to bring the kingdom down. The new Jerusalem will rise out of the east. Revelation 10, verse 20, people. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel, can y'all hear me? I'm reading Isaiah 10, verse 20. It's a precept to Isaiah 6:13. A precept. Let me read it again. Isaiah 10, verse 20. And in it shall come to pass in that day. That day that the remnant of Israel is such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smocked them, but shall stay upon Ahiah, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant shall return, verse 21, even the remnant of Jacob unto the mighty God. Can y'all people hear me? It's only a 10% that will live in the holy city, the new Jerusalem. It's only a 10th. 90% the new world order will kill and the God of Israel will kill. Hear me loud and clear. Hear me loud and clear. Because when you leave this world, you're going to know that a prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob told you what it's going to be. Hear me loud and clear this day. Only a tenth from the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smocked them. Who is him that smocked them? The ones in Psalms 83. The ones that took crafty counsel against the hidden ones. That Israel would be no more in remembrance. The nation of Israel would be no more in remembrance. Edom, they have smocked the children of Israel. They have destroyed the house of Israel with their crafty counsel, their lies, their deception, telling them that the God of Israel is Jesus, all these gods that they... But only the house of Jacob will return to Jerusalem, Africa, Palestine, Mount Zion, the wilderness, the solitary place that we were running to from the face of the serpent and the ten horns. Only the house of Jacob, a remnant, tenth. I read that, a tenth only. This is a precept to that, okay? It's not talking about no Gentiles. Y'all can forget that, Gentiles. If you're not a Hebrew, you're a Gentile. You can forget it. The God of Israel ain't talking about you. You fit in somewhere down the road. But he's not concerned about no Gentile. He's concerned about his own people, his very elect, his chosen, the remnant of the house of Jacob. So you need to stop bragging and boasting and all that. Because you can only come through faith. You're not the real, you're not the royal bloodline. You didn't come from Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. You're not the royal bloodline. You ain't got, your DNA ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. Not at all. Now, Gentiles, of the serpent, Satan himself, in the ten horns, the ones that took crafty counsel against us for 500 years. As a remnant of Israel, and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob, shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but they shall stay upon Ahiah, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. And truth, you got to have this truth. You got to have the truth, the same truth that the disciples was talking about, the same truth that the Son of God was talking about, the same truth that Paul was talking about, that they had to lose their life for that truth. It's not what y'all people talking about in these churches. It's not nothing to do with y'all talking about in these churches and these malls and these Buddha houses, shrines. It has everything to do with what the Son of God came to give the people. He came to give Israel. He said, I only come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel over there in Matthew. He didn't come for no Gentiles again. And he said, I came to tell you the truth. Israel, what my Father sent me to tell you. So that truth, the Son of God lost his life. The Roman, one of the ten horns, took the Son of God out, took the disciples out. Why? Because they was talking truth. They was teaching the people about the God of Israel. And the Holy Spirit, the mother of all living things. So the Roman Empire, they took the Son of God down, man. The same people that's taking Israel down right now today, the ten horns, the same exact people, man. They did it in ancient times and they're doing it in modern times, their children. So look what it says. We're going to be with the Holy One of Israel, remnant, in truth. In truth, we're going to understand who the God of Israel is. We're going to understand his name. We're going to understand who he is. We're going to understand who we are. We're going to understand where we come from, where our land is, where we got to go, what we got to do. In truth, they won't be able to deceive the 10%. I don't care what they try. They can come with their vaccinations, their COVID vaccines, whatever they come with. But the 10% will not fold. They will not fold. Believe me, they will not fold, people. Y'all can get ready. They won't fold. You can come, oh, you can't travel. Oh, you can't eat. Oh, you can't do this. So what? I just starve then because I'm not taking no mark of the beast because I don't belong to the red dragon. I belong to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. I will stay upon him in truth. Truth is what will defeat any enemy that you have in this earth, people. Listen to me. You must have the truth. They couldn't stop Peter and them until Peter and them was ready to lay their life down. They couldn't stop Peter and them. Peter laid his life down. The Son of God laid his life down for his brethren, the house of Israel. Can't stop the ten. They ain't gonna be able to stop the remnant. So let's go. Verse 21 of Isaiah 10. The remnant shall return. The remnant shall return to Israel, to Jerusalem. To Jerusalem, the remnant, the ten tribes. That left in 721 B.C., they got kicked out of ancient times. 7,000 years ago. Listen to me, people. 7,000 years ago. They got kicked out of Israel. The ten tribes. The remnant shall return, verse 21, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God of Israel. Who are we going to return to? The mighty God of Israel. Where do he live? Mount Zion, the holy mountain. Where would the holy city, the last rising empire, stand? Mount Zion. The holy city and the remnant, the 144,000 and 10% will live there and return to the God of Israel. Look what it says, Isaiah 10:22. It says, "For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return to Jerusalem to live in that rising empire that's going to rise out of the east, the final kingdom. For though the people of Israel be as the sand of the sea," it's many of us, it's many of the children of Israel right now. And you Christians want to teach that they dead and done away with and Israel don't exist no more. Y'all people got to be mad to think that. When the Bible say this right here, that they shall return to the God of Israel. Y'all got to be mad to think that. I told you people, you're not reading the Bible. You don't understand it. Israel dead? Are you sick? He said, we are at the sand of the seashore. He promised Abraham, our father, that he was going to give up. He was going to have so many children of the house of Israel that he can't number them. But he said, even though Israel, the God of Israel, say, even though you at the sand of the seashore, Israel, only a remnant will return, a tenth, to Jerusalem, to the rising kingdom in the east, Mount Zion, the holy city. Only 90% gonna die. Yes, people. Yes, 90% of this world will be isolated. Let me keep going. He says, "For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decree shall overflow with righteousness." Next precept. Let's go to Isaiah 21:3. Still precept in the 10th now. Isaiah 6:13. Isaiah 21:3. "Therefore are my lawns." "Therefore are my lawns filled with pain, pains have taken hold upon me as the pains of a woman that travaileth. I was bowed down at the hearing of it. I was dismayed at the sin of it. This is the fall of Babylon, I'm reading. This is Isaiah when he walked naked to make a point to the children of Israel when we was in our own land that the God of Israel was about to strip Israel up out of Jerusalem. That's why Isaiah walked naked, because he was about to kill and destroy so many people in Jerusalem. And Isaiah said, my pain is like a woman in travail. I'm bowed down because I can't believe what's been happening up in here with the house of Jacob. The God of Israel is about to slaughter a lot of people up in here. And that's exactly what he did. And that's exactly what he's going to do again in this earth. Y'all don't want to mess with the real God. You've been messing with him for so many generations now. Now he's ready to wipe you out. Listen to me, people. Now he's ready to wipe you out. But you people ain't going to quit. You're never going to quit. He told me that 3 years ago when I made this platform before COVID even hit the earth. He said, get on there. Tell them. Millions will die in 2020. And I told the people in 2019, millions was going to die in 2020. And guess what he told me after that? Even though I don't kill millions, they still not going to quit. They still not going to stop. And you people have not quit. And you people have not stopped. And you people have not gave in. And you people have not taken heed. And you people have not submitted to the God of Israel. So he's going to do a slaughter and a deluge up in here. Next precept. Let's go to Isaiah 4:3, Isaiah 1:9. Still talking about the remnant. We're going to live in a new rising kingdom. Isaiah 1:9. Look what he say. Except Ahiah of hosts. Yeah, his name is Ahiah. Not no Jehovah. And Jesus, and Buddha, and all them gods. Except the higher hosts have left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like Gomorrah. Except a higher and America and Europe and Mexico and all the ten horns that's connected together is modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. That's why you got men marrying men, women marrying women all over there in Europe, everywhere. He said, unless itself a higher host had left unto us a very small remnant. That's that 10%. That I read in Isaiah 6:13. We should have been like unto Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. The Ahiah going to always have a people in this earth. He promised it to Noah that he would never ever destroy all of mankind ever again. He got to have a promise. He's going to keep his promise to Noah. Itself a higher the God of Israel. He left us a very small number, that 10%. We would have been just like Sodom and Gomorrah with nothing. But because the higher loved the remnant, the 10%, that would make it out of all the wrath of the God of Israel in the New World Order, the Ten Horns. Because a higher love Israel, this is why he's going to preserve. He's preserving the earth right now so he can get his remnant together. I'm telling y'all, I've been hearing the word rapid, fast. Everything is moving fast, and you people don't have a lot of time. You don't have a lot. You can keep playing around all you want to play. You keep playing around. But he told me, you got to get ready fast, my daughter. Because I'm coming. Get ready. Prepare. You ain't got no time to be running around here playing games and doing all this stuff these satanic people doing up in this world. Prepare to meet your God. So because he loved a remnant, he won't destroy the whole world like he did back in Noah's time. He ain't going to destroy the whole world because of the 10%, the remnant that will live in a new kingdom. Let's go to the next precept. Let's go to Isaiah 4. Is that 21:3? I got Psalm in Ezekiel. I got Psalm in Matthew, Jeremiah, everywhere. Come on. Isaiah 21:3. I read that one. Let's go to the next one. I'm going to just mark them all so I won't go back over them. Okay, let's go to Psalms. Let's read Jeremiah 31 now. Jeremiah 31. It's a real long one about the remnant. Jeremiah 31, verse 1. At that time, said Ahiah, will I be the God of all the families of Israel? Can y'all Gentiles hear that? Jeremiah 31:1. At that time, when the holy city come down from the God of Israel and sit on Mount Zion, the new rising kingdom people. He said, at that time, said Ahiah, will I be the God of all the families of Israel. Gentiles, y'all are exempt. Y'all are so very exempt. You're so very exempt. There's not a standing scripture that you can go to show me where you're going to fit in all of this in the last days. Where are you going to fit in the new kingdom, Gentile? Where are you going to fit in at? He said, at that time, I will be the God to all the families of the house of Israel. Those families is Revelation 7, the 144,000 that will live in each gate of the new kingdom. That's the family he's talking about, the remnant, the 144,000. At that time, he said, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Verse 2 of Jeremiah 31. Thus said Ahiah, the people which were left of the sword. What sword? The New World Order. The wrath of the God of Israel. Thus said Ahiah, the people which are left of the sword found grace in the wilderness. What did I tell you? Go back to Revelation 12. Go back to Isaiah, where it's talking about the solitary place. They found grace in the wilderness. When the woman ran from the face of the serpent, that's the remnant. Running from the New World Order, running from the Ten Horns, running to trying to save her life, to preserve her life, to get to the wilderness, a solitary place where we were protected by the God of Israel, Ahiah. Thus say Ahiah, verse 2 of Jeremiah 31. The people which are left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I came to cause him to rest. Ahiah have appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee, Israel, with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3. Ahiah have appeared of old unto me, said Jeremiah, saying, yea, Jeremiah, I have loved thee in Israel with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee, Israel, remnant. And again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt also be adored with thy tambourines, and shall go forth into the dance of them that make merry. All of this is going to happen in the wilderness when we get back to Jerusalem, Africa. All of this. We're going to go forth in the dance. We're going to have our tambourines, beating them, just worshiping and just loving the God of Israel. Verse 5, thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. This is Jeremiah 31:5. The planter shall plant and shall eat them as a common thing. So that means Samaria is the northern kingdom, okay? That's the northern kingdom. That's the remnant, the northern kingdom that would make it back from all the islands. The Caribbean, that's where they live right now today. Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico, Belize, all of that. All of that, Puerto Rico, Cuba, all of that, Jamaica, all of that is the 10 tribes. Northern Samaria, the northern kingdom will rise again with the kingdom of Judah, the southern kingdom. But we will be one kingdom now. Ain't going to be no more split because the Solomon went off serving other gods. We will be one unit, one people, one kingdom. We all will live in the holy city coming down, the New Jerusalem. We all will be there together, serving our God in the Holy Spirit, in the Son of God. Thou shalt yet plant upon the mountain of Samaria, 10 tribes. You coming out of the Caribbean. You coming up out of there. The remnant only the chosen. The planter shall plant and shall eat them as a common thing. Verse 6, but there shall be a day that the watchman upon Mount Ephraim shall cry. Ephraim is the Puerto Rican. Ephraim was over the northern kingdom. He was the king over the northern kingdom. Ephraim, he was in charge of the northern kingdom. Jeroboam, he went off and made two calves to Baal. The northern kingdom, Ephraim, is over the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes of Israel. Upon the mount of Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion. See what it say? Let us go up to Zion unto Ahiah our God. Let us go to Zion, Zion. But thus say Ahiah, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nation. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Ahiah, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Should I say it again, people? So all these people that's going to make it back to Samaria, the 10 tribes, and we're going to be dancing, we're going to be shouting. Judah coming back. Everybody, we're just going to be rejoicing before our God in the Holy Mount. The same place that the children of Israel, when they left Egypt, we're going right back there. See, what theme about our ancestors when they was over there, when they left Egypt, they wasn't shouting and rejoicing. Why? Because they wanted to go back to Egypt. and serve Pharaoh and their God. Even though the God of Israel killed Pharaoh, that didn't matter to them. They still wanted to go back to Egypt because they loved the gods of the Egyptians. So we will be shot in the remnant. The God of Israel will finally have a people that love him. The God of Israel will finally have a people that want to rejoice and call on his name and dance to him and sing to him and praise him and love him and worship him. Finally, he will have a people. Finally, after so many generations of being hurt and mistreated and done wrong by his own people, the children of Israel and the Gentiles who he created, he will finally have a people in this earth, in the new rising kingdom. He's going to be so happy. He's going to be so happy finally to have somebody that really, really loves him. And look what it says, verse 6 of Jeremiah 31. Let's go to verse 7. For thus said the highest, sing, Israel, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chiefs of the nation. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Ohio, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Verse 8, behold, I will bring them, he said. I will bring Israel, he said, from the north country. That's where we are living right now, in the north country, North America. North America. The Caribbean is North America. He said, I will bring Israel. Look what he said. Verse 8 of Jeremiah 31. From the north country and gather them from the coasts of the earth. The coast is the Caribbean and the islands. That's where the 10 tribes live. That's where they all at. You're going to gather Israel, the remnant only now. 144,000, Revelation 7, from the coasts of the earth and the islands, he said. And I'm going to bring the southern kingdom, Judah, and all the rest of them from the north country. So North America is where the children of Israel is located right now. Today. He said, I'm going to bring them from the north country and gather them from the coasts of the earth. And with them the blind and the lame, the women and the child, and her that travail with child. Together a great company shall return thither. They shall return to Jerusalem. They shall come with weeping, with supplications. Will I lead them? I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way. How are we going to get back to Zion? How are we going to get back to the solitary place of wilderness? He say, I will cause them to walk by the rivers of the waters in a straight way. He's going to lead us. The Holy Spirit is going to guide us back to Jerusalem. Back to Zion, back to that mountain where our ancestors was in ancient times, the solitary place. That's how we're going to get there. He's going to give us wings as an eagle. As an eagle. What would take us to get there 2 years might only take us 1 month. We will have wings as an eagle, walking so fast. We might get there in 1 week, what might take us 2 years. Because the God of Israel would be there with us and the Holy Spirit, the mother for all living things. And the heavenly host, the Son and the heavenly host, the angels. they all would be there. And they should come weeping. We're going to go back home to our God weeping and crying, people. Weeping. Said, oh my God, how could we hurt the God of Israel? How could we not obey and listen to him? We're going to go back weeping. We're going to weep all the way back to Jerusalem. We're going to weep all the way back to Zion. And they should come weeping with supplication. Will I lead them? I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, where they shall not stumble. For I am their. Look what he say now. I'm reading Jeremiah 31:9. About the remnant. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of Ahio, O ye nations. Talking about the Gentile nations. Y'all listen, Gentiles, and declare it in the isles. Afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him. He that scattered Israel, he that ran us out of Jerusalem and scattered us all over the world, will gather Israel, the remnant, the 10%. He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doing his flock. Verse 11, for Ahio have redeemed Jacob and ransom him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Who is that? The Gentiles. The 10 horns, the ones that took crafty counsel against us. Ahio would deliver us from him. The remnant. They won't be able to deceive the remnant. I already told y'all, we're going to be delivered from them. And that's why the God of Israel is telling me now, untie yourself. Undress yourself. Untie, disconnect yourself. Disconnect yourself from this world, this everything they got going on, they close. Disconnect yourself, my daughter. Get ready now. For Ahio have redeemed Jacob. See what I'm saying? Verse 11. And ransomed him from him, hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come, verse 12 of Jeremiah 31. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion and shall flow through to the goodness of Ahio for wheat and for wine and for oil and for young of the flocks and of the herds. And their soul shall be as a watered garden. Yes, we're going to have sheep, cattle, herbs. Our soul shall be as a water garden now. Clean. Shall be as a water garden. They shall not sorrow anymore at all. Verse 13. There shall the virgin rejoice in the dance. Rejoice in the dance. For I will turn their mourning into joy and will comfort them and make them rejoice for their sorrow. And I will satisfy the soul of the priest with fatness. And my people, Israel, shall be satisfied with goodness, said Ahio. Said Ahio. Thus said Ahio, a voice, verse 15, was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they was not. Thus said Ahio, refrain thy voice from weeping and thy eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, said Ahio, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. They, the remnant, the 10% shall come from the land of the enemy. They won't be able to stop us, people. Hear me, my people. Hear me, my people. Hear me. Hear the God of Israel. This is serious, people. This is a serious, serious time. If you're not chosen by the God of Israel to be the remnant, you will be left. So the ten horns will slaughter you. Or the wrath of God will take you down. Hear me, people. He's going to bring us from the land of our enemy. The ones in Psalms 83, they are enemies. Edom, Jacob, big brother, Esau, the European powers, the European people, white people, Edom. The Ishmaelites, the Arabs in the earth, Arabs, Kadid, Chaldeans, and all of them. They are our enemies. They are the enemies of the God of Israel. Because he chose a people in this earth. He chose a seed in this earth. He don't want everybody. He only wants Israel. He don't want everybody. And some people say, oh, he's an unfair God. No, he's not unfair. He wants what he wants, just like you want what you want. Just like you want what you want, them joys and all that stuff, the God of Israel have a right to want what he wants and who he wants. He don't want everybody. He only wants the remnant, the 10%. That's why he created the kingdom. Because you knew Jerusalem, the holy city, going to come down like a bride adored for her husband. He's the husband. The 144,000 is the bride that would live there, the remnant. He's going to marry Israel again, the remnant. It's going to be a wedding, a feast. Right now, we're just talking about the wilderness. When we get back to the solitary place, we will be dancing. We're going to plant gardens. We're going to have plant trees, olive trees, grape tree. We're gonna do what the God of Israel put us in this earth to do. But we must do it in our own land. He don't want it nowhere else. He don't want it over here in the Gentile land, his enemies. He want it in our land where he can receive it, where he can accept it, where he can eat it and be happy with it. He don't want it over here. So when we get back to our land, to our mountain, to our God, God of Jacob, we will be rejoicing, dancing, singing, crying and weeping, repenting. And you people can't even cry right now. Your heart is so callous and so cold and evil and wicked. And you can't even say nothing to the God of Jacob. Why? You answer that question yourself. But Jeremiah 31 is talking only about the remnant and then returning back to Jerusalem, the wilderness. He said, look, verse 16, thus say a high, refrain thy voice from weeping and thy eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, said a high. And they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thy end, Israel, said a high, that thy children shall come again to their own border. This is what he gave Jeremiah. We're going to go to back. He says, hope, Jeremiah. Their children will return to their own border. Where's our border? Jerusalem, Africa, Palestine is Jerusalem. That's our border. That's our border, people. The Hebrew kingdom, the Hebrew nation. The rising kingdom. Hebrew nation, 12 tribes of Israel, empire conclusion. We got a border. We got a God. We are a people. We are a nation. We are one unit. It's the Gentiles that have divided everybody, separated everybody, and made everybody think they differ from each other. God, Israel going to slaughter those people so bad. So very bad. Let me keep going. I got some more scriptures. I'm going to stop right there. That one. Got a little bit of time left, my people. Let me check something else here. Still going. Good. Okay. So right now, what we're going to do is go to the book of Psalms. 132, 13 and 14 verse. See, the Bible is all about Israel. From Genesis to Revelation. It's all about our God. You just got Jehovah injected in there when they translated. Ain't no J's in the Hebrew. Ain't no J's in the Hebrew language. So no, this name is not of that stuff. Okay? It's all about Israel, people. These are the most important people on the face of the earth. We royalty, we wealth, we kings, we queens, we princesses and prince, priests. We have our own kingdom. We have our own law. We have our own nationality. The Hebrews. Nobody want to talk about them. Know who the Hebrews. You can ask somebody who a Hebrew is right now today, they don't know who you're talking about. And that is a shame. That is a shame. When the Bible is talking about these people, it is a shame. Who is a Hebrew? Well, I ain't never heard of no Hebrew. I know. Because the ten horns, they took crafty counsel. Psalms 132. Psalms 132. 13 to 14 verse. Let's read. Start from verse 12. Psalms 132. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony, that I will teach them, their children shall also sit upon the throne forevermore. For higher have chosen Zion, he have desired it for his habitation. That's where he lived, the God of Israel. And Zion, that's where his habitation is. He desired it. He don't desire to live in the lands of the north. He don't desire to live over here on this side of the world. He only desires Zion, Africa. That's where he's from. In Africa, that name comes from one of Abraham's sons, by Keturah. It wasn't called Africa in ancient times, way back then, Adam and Eve taught. That name came about when Abraham had his sons by Keturah, one of his sons named it Africa. That's a whole nother history lesson. So Psalms 132, he said, verse 13, For how you have chosen Zion, he has desired for his habitation. He didn't choose America. He didn't choose Canada. He didn't choose Mexico. He didn't choose Honduras. He didn't choose Guatemala. He didn't choose Panama. He only chose Zion for his habitation. He desired it. So all these churches y'all got set up over here, they all belong to Gentiles. Those are Gentile churches. God of Israel, he don't like none of them because he never told nobody to set up no church. Again, we have taken crafty counsel against our hidden one, that the name of Israel would be no more in remembrance, and the nation would be no more remembrance. Verse 14 of Psalms 132. This is my rest forever, he said. I have chosen Zion. I have desired it for my habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, where I have desired it. I dwell there. I don't dwell nowhere in America. I don't dwell nowhere in Europe, in Brazil, none of that. I dwell in Zion. All this stuff y'all people got set up over here is pagan. The God of Israel would never come to none of it. Because it don't got nothing to do with him. They have everything to do with the gods of the Gentiles that they set up 500 years ago. Verse 15 of Psalms 132. I will abundantly bless her provision, talking about Zion. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Talking about the chosen people, the remnant is his saints. They are his saints, the remnant. You can only be a saint when you're walking in truth, when you're walking in the law, when you're walking in holiness, when you obey the covenant, when the God of Israel is your God. You can only be a saint then of the God. There's no other saints outside of Israel. They are the saints. They are the chosen ones. They are the remnant. We will be the saints. We will make up the holy city. We will be the saints of that city, 144,000, the remnant. And her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Next scripture. Let's go to Revelation 15 now. Let's go back to Revelation. Then I have some in the New Testament that I need to discuss. Make sure I cover all of this. Revelation 15:3. You have any coffee, brother? My tea did it. Okay, yeah, coffee. Revelation 15:3. You can go get some. Revelation 15:3, people. Here you go, right here. Revelation 15:3. It says, I start at verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, But in them is filled up the wrath of God. Verse 2 of Revelation 15. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast. That sea of glass, that describes the New Jerusalem. Because it said that the street will be clear as crystal. That sea of glass is the New Jerusalem, where we will be standing, a remnant, a holy city, the last kingdom that will rise and stand on the holy mountain. And I saw there was a sea of glass . Let me read that just to prove to you what I'm saying to you is right. I'm going to go to Revelation 22, verse 21 and 22. This 21 verse. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city were pure gold, as it were transparent glass. So what did I tell you? I'm going to go back to Revelation 15, verse 2. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten a victory over the beast, this is the remnant, they standing right there in the holy city. And over that got the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name. Standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sung the song of Moses. These are the children of Israel. These are the remnant. They standing in the holy city, the New Jerusalem. The city was made out of glass. It's made out of gold, like transparent glass. You're standing on gold, a gold street, look like glass. We had got the victory, the remnant got the victory over the mark of the beast. We didn't receive it, people. We didn't receive it. We had got the victory over the beast, the Antichrist, and over his image. Okay, the image is the Antichrist right here, okay? In Revelation 15, 2. And the beast is Satan, the red dragon. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten a victory over the beast, which is the red dragon, over his image, which is the Antichrist, and over his mark. Over his mark. And over the number of his name. And over the number of his name, which is 666. And it's the number of a man. And over the number of his name. I know who that is. The number of the name, I know who it is. And when it's time for me to reveal that information to the remnant, I will do so. The number of his name. I will break it all down to show you who the number of the name is in Revelation. And it's the number of a man. It's the number of a man. So they got the remnant got the victory over all of that. Standing on the sealed glass, having the heart of God. When I make a broadcast about the mark of the beast, then I can reveal all of that to you then. But I'm not talking about the mark of the beast today. I'm talking about the rising kingdom, the Hebrew nation. And they saw They sung, verse 3, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, and the song of the Son of God, not no Lamb, and the song of the Son of God, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, a higher God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Just and true are thy ways, thy King of saints. What did I just say? It said, thy King of saints. So, Ahiah is the king. Yeshua is the king. It said, thy King of saints. Who is those saints? The remnant. I'm reading Revelation 15, verse 3. Thy King of saints. Did I just tell you that the saints are the remnant? These are the people that got the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over his name. And we were standing in the holy city, the New Jerusalem, standing on the sea of glass. Right? Thy King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Ahiah, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee. For thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, verse 5, and behold the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open. So the remnant, they got the victory over the beast. And they were standing in the New Jerusalem with harps in their hand. With harps in their hand. Worshiping the God of Israel on the Sea of Glass. The New Jerusalem street. The streets of Jerusalem. The new one. Let's go now to Matthew 24 and 22. To the New Testament. Matthew 24 and 22. And it said, and except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. For the elect's sake only shall those days be shortened. That's why the God of Israel has been talking to me lately, people. Telling me, daughter, you don't got no more time to waste. Everything is moving fast and quick. Fast and quick. Telling you people. I'm telling you people. It's some drastic things. It's about to hit this earth. Drastic. So he said, except those days be shortened. I got to shorten the day. I got to stop the time. I got to shorten it. I got to stop this world from revolving and going on and moving and doing what they're doing. I got to stop it for the remnant's sake. Because if I don't stop it, the ten horns, listen to what I'm saying, people. Listen to what I'm hearing from the God of Israel. The God of Israel is saying, if I don't stop this world and what they are doing and what they are trying to do, the ten horns will accomplish what they are trying to accomplish. Set up a red planet and have people living up there on Mars and having babies living up there on Mars. They're trying to recreate life outside of the God of Israel. They're trying to recreate a new Atlantis, a new world, smart cities, outside of the God of Israel, where they won't have nothing but robots and clones and zombies living in them. So the God of Israel said, I must shorten the time. Because if I don't shorten the time, if I don't stop the 10 horns and the red dragon, the ones that was confederate against Israel and the confederate, and they hate me, they my enemies, then won't none of my people make it. The remnant won't make it. Because these people, them Gentiles, them 10 horns, they on some serious, serious madness right now, people. They cloning up the food. They cloning up people. They cloning up everything. Everything is being cloned. Everything is being turned into synthetic. Everything, people. The last thing that they're going to do is try to clone the whole world and turn them into robots and zombies. And the God of Israel not going to let that happen concerning his remnant. So he said, I'm going to shorten the time. I got to stop these people right in their tracks. And that's why you've been hearing right now in the news that, you know, everything is collapsing. You know, they don't, you know, the wealthy people like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, they're losing a lot of money. They're using a lot, billions and billions of dollars they are losing. I told y'all last week that the God of Israel said he's going to deal with the nobles. He's going to deal with the nobles of the Gentile nations. So he's dealing with these people right now. He's taking them down. He's going to stop them. He's going to stop what they are doing. He said, I got to shorten it. Next Bible verse. The stuff that they used to do to get wealth and all that, they won't be able to do it no more. Because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are higher is against his enemies. They are his enemies because they set up all these gods against him. Trying to make a new world and all that. A new people, a new creation and all of that. All these two people got to be crazy if they think the God of Israel is going to sit back and let them do that. Let's read Romans 11, 16 and 20. But before I get that, it's a scripture coming to me in Thessalonians. Let me get that one in Thessalonians. Let me see how much time I got. Got a little time left. Let's get that in Thessalonians. It says Thessalonians right here. Now we beseech you, brother, by the coming of our Mashiach, Yeshua, and by our gathering together, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us. As that day of the Son of God is at hand, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day should not come, except there come a falling away. First, that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So that falling away have already took its course. That falling away is the children of Israel. Lost their identity. They lost their God. They lost their nation. That's the falling away. The falling away don't got nothing to do with Christianity. It don't got nothing to do with you leaving a Christian church or none of that stuff. They have everything to do with the children of Israel falling away from their God, the God of Israel. That falling away is right now. The 90% has already chose their God. They already chose their way. They already chose which way they want to go, in hell or with the God of Israel or with the red dragon. They already chose their way. So the 90% of Israel, that's the great falling away. That's the great falling away. Now the day is about to come that the God of Israel pulled his 10% out. The falling away have come. They ain't trying to find the God of Israel. They ain't trying to look for him. They're not seeking him. They don't want to know truth. They don't want to know truth. They want to keep talking about the God of Israel, saying they with him, but they ain't got no, how can I say it? They don't have no evidence in their life that the God of Israel is their God. So you must have evidence that you have separated yourself from the red dragon and the 10 horns in their system and their way. So he said right here, except there be a falling away of the children of Israel. That's what Paul's talking about. He's talking about no Christian church. Except there be a falling away, and 90% have fell away from the God of Israel. And now that's why he's saying, that's why he's saying right now, except I shorten those days, none will be saved of Israel. None. Because the 10 horns, they on a serious mission. They on a serious mission to set their God of Satan on the red planet, the side of the north. They want to set him up there, his kingdom and all that. But it says here, let no man deceive you by means. It says, they falling away first that man of sin be revealed, the son of prediction, who oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God, and that is worshipped, so that he is as God, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Showing himself that he is God. I just wanted to read that. So with that, people, I'm going to get ready to leave now. I'm going to get ready to leave now. I'm going to get ready to leave now. So, the rising kingdom, the Hebrew nation, 12 tribes of Israel, empire, conclusion. The God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he is the true God. He is the real God. Give me one moment. Let me look. Let me go to a few more scriptures here. Let's go to Psalms 31:20. Still talking about the remnant. Psalms 31:20. Psalms 31:20. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. So the God of Israel is going to hide the children of Israel, the remnant, in a secret place. In a secret place. In the wilderness. A secret place. Next precept. Psalms 91:1. He that dwelleth in a secret place of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob shall abide under the shadow of the wings of the God of Israel. Hey. So with that, people, I'm just going to leave right now, and I'm going to end this. Hey, Maya. And I would like to thank the God of Israel for giving me this time with you. But before I go, give me 1 minute. Give me First Thessalonians 1 Thessalonians 4:16. That will be the last one for today. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Why are you Christians' favorite scripture, but you don't know nothing about what it's talking about? For Yeshua himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of the God of Israel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, talking about the remnant, talking about the remnant only, we, the remnant, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet a height up to meet Yeshua in the air, and so shall we ever be with Yeshua. That's only talking about the river, not you Gentiles. I don't know where y'all going and how y'all going to get there, wherever you try to go. I know just the revelation said y'all going to live in the outer court. The outer court. Over there in Ezekiel when the angels was marrying the temple, the holy city, the New Jerusalem. He said, leave it out. Leave the outer court for the Gentiles. Leave the outer court for the Gentiles. But I know when the Son of God, Yeshua, come back and stand on Mount Zion, and he will call the remnant from the holy mountain, because we will already be in a solitary place, right? Hiding from the face of the serpent in the new world order. We'll already be there in Zion. We'll already be there at the holy mountain. So he's going to come down on the holy mountain of Zion, and with a shout, with the voice of an archangel. He said, with the shout, and he caught, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet Yeshua in the air. Okay, all of this is going to happen at the holy mountain of the God of Israel. Okay, we're going to already be there, remnant. It's going to be time for us to go to that kingdom now. That new kingdom, the holy city, the new Jerusalem, going to come down. It's time for us to live there. It's time for us to go to the sea of glass with our harps. Because we have overcame the beast. We have overcame the mark of the beast. We have overcame the image. So when the Son of God called for us and catch us up in the clouds with him, we're going to already be in Mount Zion. We won't be on this side of the world, remember. We will be right there where our God is, where he desires to be, where he desires to dwell, where his habitation is. Zion. That's where we will be. And that's where we will be caught up. Just like the Son of God came to this earth for the children of Israel, the children of Israel only. That's who he's coming back for. The children of Israel. The remnant. That's who he's coming back for. He ain't coming back for no Gentiles. I don't know how y'all going to get wherever y'all going to get to the outer court. But I know the Son of God is coming for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, which is the remnant. Which is the remnant. So hold on one moment here. Let me try to precept this one. So the Christian Church, 1 Thessalonians 4, they don't know nothing about this. They're talking about a rapture, and talking about the Son of God going to soak up everybody in the earth. No, 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 no. It's not going to happen like that, people. He's only going to deal with the people that's going to live in the holy city, the New Jerusalem. That's who he's coming back to get. Because I read to you in Revelation 15 that they will be standing on Mount Zion. Let me go back to that. Hold on. Give me a minute. Got a little more time. Okay, Revelation 11:12. Let me give you a precept to Thessalonians 4:17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet Yeshua in the air, and so shall we ever be with Ahiah. So shall we ever be with Ahiah. They got Lord everywhere. You'll never know the names because of that. So the precept to that is Revelation 11:12. Let's precept the Christians. Let's give you some understanding, Christians. Because y'all ain't got no understanding. You don't know what you're talking about. Y'all all that rapture madness y'all be talking about. Revelation 11:12 is a precept. Let's get it. You're talking about the remnant in the holy city, in Mount Zion. Revelation 11:12, it says, and they heard a great voice. Who is they? Let's go up to verse 9. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days, and they have, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be buried in the graves. And they that dwell upon the earth, let's talk about, shall rejoice over them and make merry. Talking about the Gentiles. Shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. The two prophets, right here, Revelation 12, verse 10, represent the children of Israel, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The 10 tribes and Judah, Benjamin, and Levi that lived in the southern kingdom. These two prophets is nothing by nobody but the children of Israel. They're going to lay dead in the streets. Dead in the streets. And all the Gentiles are going to be so happy that they think they're going to kill all the children of Israel. Right? So look what it says. In 1 Thessalonians 4:17. I'm trying to teach y'all exactly, give you understanding and wisdom what that really means. You have to precept to understand what 1 Thessalonians 4:17 means. Look what it says, verse 16. For Ahiah himself, or Yeshua, shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in the Son of God shall rise first. So this right here took me to Revelation 12, verse 10, where it says, and they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another. Let's go to verse 9. And they of the people and kindred and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days, and they have. I really think that 3 days is 3 years and a half. It's 3 years and a half. Should see their dead bodies three, because it's supposed to be 7 years, so it's 3 years. Should see their dead bodies 3 years and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they shall dwell upon the earth, and shall rejoice over them, and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another. Because these two prophets, the children of Israel, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, after 3.5 years, I believe, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice. Remember the voice that you heard in 1 Thessalonians 4:17, the trump of God, the voice of the archangel? See, they're going to be laid dead in the street from the New World Order. The 10 horns and the red dragon going to kill a lot of Israel. A lot, 90%, I told you already. 90% will die in the New World Order. All that the God of Israel don't take out itself. Listen to me, Christus, so I can help. Listen, Bishop. And they heard a great voice. The two prophets, which represent the children of Israel, the northern and the southern kingdom. See, that's who the 10 horns after, the children of Israel. And they were so happy that they had killed, you know, they had killed Israel. They sent each other presents and all at the Gentiles. And after 3.5 years, land their bodies, children of Israel, dead all over everywhere. It was nowhere, nobody dead, buried their bodies. They just land on the ground everywhere dead. And that have everything to do with Ezekiel 37, when the Spirit of God went into the dry bones and they began to live and move. That have every, this scripture is a precept to Ezekiel 37, when the dead bones, the dry bones, got life in them. I guarantee you a precept back to Ezekiel 37. And after 3.5 days, the spirit of life from God entered into them. That's Ezekiel 37. Precept. The spirit of God. And he asked Ezekiel, could these bones live? And he told him to prophesy, Ezekiel. Prophesy. And God entered into them, and they stood up on their feet. This is what Ezekiel 37 says. It's saying as Revelation 12, verse 11. And there, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice. See that? That's 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Well, Ahiah himself should send, or Yeshua himself should send from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel. So they heard a great voice from heaven. That's 1 Thessalonians 4:16. And the voice said, come up hither, come up hither, come up hither, come up here. That's what they heard the voice say, come up here. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud. Now let me read 1 Thessalonians 4:17. The God of Israel would not let me end this broadcast today until I went over this with you people. Now let me read 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we which are alive is the ones that's going to make it back to the solitary place, the remnant, going to make it back there to the mountain of God, the ancient place, the solitary place that's being deserved for the woman in Revelation 12 with the 12 stars on her head. We're going to be there around the holy mountain waiting on the God of Israel. And it say, then we which are alive, see, we're going to be alive there in a solitary place. I'll read it 1 Thessalonians 4:17. And remain shall be caught up. We're going to be caught up together with them in the clouds. So the ones that the New World Order killed, because a lot of the children of Israel that's part of the remnant going to lose their life for the testimony of the God of Israel, because they refuse to take the mark of the beast. They refuse to take it. They'd rather die. So these are the people that are the children of Israel that you're going to see laying out everywhere on the ground, dead, because they refuse to take the mark of the beast. And it said, then we which are alive, the ones in the solitary place around the holy mountain, rejoicing and dancing and thanking the God of Israel that we made it back to our border, Jerusalem. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet a higher in the air, and so shall we ever be with a higher. So right here, Revelation 11, it talks about the remnant that's going to lose their life of the children of Israel because they won't take the mark of the beast. The two prophets represent the two kingdoms, the northern and the southern kingdom of the children of Israel. And after 3.5 years of them being slaughtered and took down by the New World Order, the red dragon and the 10 horns, the spirit of life entered in them, Ezekiel 37, into them, that's a precept, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice. They heard a great voice from heaven, the same voice that's in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud. Right here say 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Let me read Revelation 11:12 again. 11:12 verse. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And that same hour was there a great earthquake, and the 10th part of the city fell. In the earthquake was slain of men 7,000. And the remnant, see that? What I just tell you now. I'm reading Revelation. And the remnant, Revelation 11:13. And the remnant were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. Okay? The remnant of them. Maybe the Gentiles or whoever, but they're not the remnant of the God of Israel. But it's saying the remnant. It could be, I think any way you see the remnant is dealing with the children of Israel, to be honest. So I'm just showing you how you can tie the knots together in the Bible if you understand how to look up the precepts, how 4:16 and 17 have everything to do with Revelation 11, verse 10, 11, and 12. Now you understand who the Son of God is coming back. And let me go to Revelation 15 just to clear this up even more. Revelation 14. Revelation 14:14. And I'm going to leave after this, people. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. Can y'all hear me? There go the cloud again. The same cloud that's in Thessalonians 4, 1 Thessalonians 4:17. This is the same cloud that's in Revelation 14:14. And it's the same cloud that's in Revelation 11, 9, 10, and 11. Revelation 11 and 12 verse, it's the same cloud. Now I'm reading Revelation 14 and 14. And I looked and behold a white cloud. And upon the cloud, one sit like unto the Son of Man, Yeshua, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud. That's the voice of the archangel that you see in 1 Thessalonians 4, 16. That's the voice of the archangel. Right here in Revelation 14, 15, it's saying another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him that sit on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sit on the cloud, there go the cloud again, thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Reaped the who? The two prophets of the children of Israel, the northern and southern kingdom, that the ten horns had slaughtered and killed because they refused to take the mark of the beast. And he that sit on the cloud thrust in his sickle of the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven. He also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, the Son of God, Yeshua, said, thrust in the sharp sickle. Wait a minute. No, this is the angel. Verse 17, he had a sharp sickle, and so did the Son of God have a sharp sickle. So they both was reaping the earth. Interesting. Let's go over 17 again of Revelation 14. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And then another angel came, and another angel came out, verse 18, from the altar with the power over fire, and cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, that thrust in thy sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast. See, these are the sinners right here. Okay, these are the 90%. These are the 90% of the children of Israel and the Gentiles that's going to go to hell. So you got two things going on right here. They reaping the remnant, the 10% out of the earth that's going to be caught up with us over there in a solitary place, waiting on our new kingdom to come now, the Holy Jerusalem from the God of Israel. And the northern and the southern kingdoms, the two prophets, which are going to lose their life, the children of Israel, because they refuse to take the mark of the beast, will be caught up with us. Those that are alive and remain will be caught up with those to meet him in the air. But right here it said, he told the other angel that had the sharp sickle. So the Son of God was reaping the remnant of the children of Israel that was that's going to live in the new rising kingdom, the holy city. That's who he was reaping. Then you had the other angel reaping with his sickle. Why he say, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle. What did I tell you earlier? By the space of 1,600 furlongs. So after the Son of God reap and catch up everybody, 10%, the remnant in the clouds to be with him, the ones that's alive, the ones that's going to lose their life because they refuse to take the mark of the beast, after that happens, the angel going to come in and reap the clusters of the earth, which is the sinners, which are the 90% that will lose their life from the mark of the beast, the new world order, and the wrath of the God of Israel. And they're going to be cast into the winepress of the wrath of the God of Israel. So this is how that works, people. One more scripture before I call. One more. And I'm ready to get out of here. So you Chris has got it all wrong about Thessalonians. You don't understand. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going to happen. This is what truth do for you people, give you understanding and wisdom and knowledge. That's what the Son of God, Yeshua, gave his disciples when he came to the earth. He gave them truth, truth. Yeah. Ready to leave now. We're ready to leave now, people. All praises to the God of Israel, the God of Israel. One and only true God. One and only true God. Let me read this last one before I go, my people. Obadiah 1:17. Let's read 2 in my closing. I'm leaving here. Joel 2:32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Ahiah shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be delivered, as Ahiah have said, and in the remnant whom Ahiah shall call. So he only going to call the remnant. And that's what 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, that's the remnant that's going to be caught up together to meet them in the air. Okay? Only in Mount Zion, only in Jerusalem will there be deliverance. Nowhere else in this earth. Nowhere else, people. So that's why we got to make it back to our border. Because that's where our God is and our deliverance. Obadiah 1:17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness in the house of Jacob, which is the remnant, shall possess their possessions. Obadiah 1:21. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion. Saviors is the Holy Spirit, the God of Israel, and the Son. They all three, they are family in heaven. And saviors, that's why I've got S. It's all three of them. Let us make them in our image. Us. Over there in Genesis is all three, the Father, the Mother, and the Son. Let us make them. That's why you got an image of a male and a female in the earth. Let us make them in our image and in our likeness. So yes, the Holy Spirit is a woman, the mother of all living things. Okay. Obadiah 1:21. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion. Saviors, all three, shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau. And the kingdom shall be Ahiah's. Micah 4:7. And I will make her that hath a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation. Cast far off. What? We scatter all over North America, Caribbeans, everywhere. That was cast afar off a strong nation. That's the Hebrew kingdom. That's the rise of the kingdom. That's the Hebrew nation, the empire. We will be a strong nation, the remnant. And Ahiah shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth even forever. So it's an everlasting kingdom. It's an everlasting kingdom. And if you don't want to go there, that's on you. That's your choice. You want to be reaped out the earth and throw in the great wine press of the wrath of God in Revelation 11, go ahead. That's your choice. That's your choice. But 90% will not make it. So with that, people, the rising kingdom, the Hebrew nation, 12 tribes of Israel, Empire conclusion. Talk to y'all later. I gotta go for now.